Hi there. Before we start, if you're new to our podcast, thank you for tuning in to our show and we hope you will stay with us for a very long time. And if you're a regular listener, thank you so much for your continuous support throughout this period of uncertainty. We're really grateful for all of your kind words and encouragement. It has really helped this podcast to gain a great exposure as our mission is to create perspectives by the people who look like us and a woman and also people who are marginalized historically to the sideline of conversation. So you haven't already, we encourage you to subscribe to our podcast on Omni, Apple, Google or Spotify. And of course, leave a rating and a review if you like. We also welcome engagement through our Facebook and Instagram platforms. We truly appreciate the support from you to help us to increase the visibility of different perspectives. Enjoy today's show.
Hey y'all, this is Jessie.
Hi, this is Helen.
And we are Asian Bitches Down Under. It is Therapy Tuesdays. Guys, checking in with your mental health in Sydney here. It's been locked down for just over a... It's been out of lockdown for just over a week.
Yes.
Helen, how have you been?
Yeah, we've been good. And it's really nice to actually get out to go to the shops. And we went to cinemas, as we said last week. And also... you know, just kind of seeing the numbers going down, it's kind of a relief feeling at the same time. You still have a like slight anxiety of going to the shops because you know that there's still cases popping up from nowhere. So,
sure.
Well, for me and my family, we still keep ourselves safe, you know, just wearing the masks and follow all the protocols, social distance and constant cleaning. And hopefully we can get through this very soon. What about you?
Yeah, similar sentiments. I feel like it really hasn't felt too much of a change for us, although I have returned to yoga and the cinemas, and we went to see live jazz the other week, which was like a miracle. but yeah, I guess like not overdoing anything, you know, taking it day by day, I think is again the way in which we're surviving this time.
Yeah, definitely. Because from, you know, seeing what's happening in other countries, which are the countries that has been out of lockdown a lot more earlier than New South Wales or Australia, and they have similar vaccination rates, but they have cases spiking up very quickly after they ease their restrictions and everyone just kind of forsaking all the safety protocols. So that is a bit of worry. But I think most of the time from my observation around my own social circles, everyone's still, you know, they're still following the rules.
Yeah.
Still very, what's the word? Yeah, they're just very...
compliant.
Very compliant. Yeah, that's right.
On that note, we're going to dive in into this week's question. Helen, you're going to randomly select our question for the week.
Yep. Okay. So as usual, we have four categories: work, relationships, anxiety, and self. Which one should we pick from the
Let's do anxiety.
Deck? Okay. Anxiety.
Since it's quite pert.
Okay. Okay, so the question for this week is, when you are soothing yourself, which person who once soothed you in real life do you hear?
This is perfect and very easy for me.
Okay.
I have a dear friend, Shona, who is a Feldenkrais practitioner. Who is like perhaps the most sunniest kind of human I know. She's very happy and bubbly. And just this sense of like lightheartedness. She walks around with a very light heart. And when I was struggling with a lot of romantic problems in my 20s, and in my 20s it was always a romantic problem, she would always kind of like, I remember this one thing where she said to me, like, just imagine you're talking to yourself as someone else and you're putting... You're kind of cradling your heart in your own hand and just kind of soothing it yourself, like kind of talking to it as though it's a very precious thing, and kind of like sort of embracing it. And I always, when I am kind of soothing myself, I always have Shona's kind of demeanor and her mannerism in my head, and in my like in my sort of like self-centered kind of internal voice. I always kind of think about her voice and her kind of calm demeanor, just thinking, cradle your heart, treat it the way you would treat a very like sensitive little dog or a pet or something like that. Yeah, so that's always been what I've done. How about you, Helen?
Oh, that's lovely. For me, it would be, I don't have a specific individual person that's in my life that I can answer for this question, but I do have three friends that I hold close to my heart. Unfortunately, they're not close to me. They're all overseas. But all three of these friends have one thing in common, is that we write to each other.
Mm.
We don't write to each other, even with the letters. We don't do emails. We do letters and we posted them. And we do it like once a year or even two times or three, even up to three times a year. But that's about it. Mm. But every letter are extremely long. And we kind of like just pour our hearts out and talk to each other about the things that we have, obstacles in our life, what's been happening, and what do we think about, you know, and asking questions to each other as well. So all of these three friends are like, I hold a great value in my heart for them, from them. And also they soothe me because they're all very long time friends and they all have different personalities, but at the same time, they are all so kind. And the one thing that they had in common whenever that I have problems coming in my life, whether it's with work, whether it's with relationship or parenting, they always tell me that, oh, don't be so harsh to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that is just a perfect soothing remedy for me. Most of the time, I know that a lot of women out there, they, when you come up to a challenge, you always think that, oh, am I not good enough? This is the first conclusion that I'll jump onto it. But my friends always say that, oh, stop being so harsh to yourself, because if it's the issue that you cannot solve, if it's something that's out of your control, you take it as an opportunity to change something, or take it as an opportunity to shift things around your life rather than an obstacle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I guess both of us, but for both of us in our circumstances, friends have always been extremely important in our mental well-being.
Yeah, yeah, they are. And of course, you know, finding good friends are not easy. That's why I say that, you know, three of my friends that I write to them, not very often, but when I do write to them, it's, I know they're very close to my heart and very important to my life. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and writing letters is so soothing and therapeutic, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes I do think I do have like an internal monologue as well. If I come up with something that I couldn't deal with it immediately, and I put myself into the situation of thinking, okay, if I'm gonna write it down right now, how am I gonna write it? And I start having this internal monologue.
Yeah, exactly.
And having that kind of process is a kind of a procedure to, it's kind of like a therapeutic session as well. Like if you don't write it down, you have an internal monologue and you talk it out. Sometimes it's not, you're not speaking to someone, but like you said, you're speaking to yourself and you kind of turn yourself into like a positive direction.
Yeah, exactly. Like your own, you are your own coach kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's really great. And the other thing I'll add on to that, Helen, is a few days ago, Helen and I and our two other siblings were having this kind of really deep emotional chat about where our lives were. And Helen did say an extremely wise thing. She said that the most important relationship that you need to think about and build positively into the future is the one you have with yourself. That is the one investment that is just undeniably important and useful and nourishing.
Yeah, I think it's very important, because whatever that you have in your life, it's all very external.
Yeah, exactly.
And only yourself, you're only holding responsibility for yourself. I mean, sometimes you hold responsibility for people around your life, but after all, at the end of your life, you're going to leave this world by yourself. You're not going to live with anyone else.
Yeah, exactly. On that note, let's wrap things up for today. It's been nice to chat.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Great to chat too. So we'll speak to you next week, and stay tuned for our Friday episode soon.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, take Okay, take care, stay safe. Bye.
Bye.